Hey, it's me. I wanted to say I had a really good time tonight, even though there were some interruptions. I don't think I picked the best opportunity to jump your bones in the kitchen after you put your daughter down, but tonight was very memorable. I loved how you weren't afraid to kiss me open mouth in the daylight in front of the neighbors. With the window open. I loved feeling your hard cock against your shorts, pressing against me. And I loved that your hands were searching all over my outfit to find any access to get to any piece of my flesh that you could. You were more determined to find a wet area. But you found some really good other places too. I've never fucked on a covered patio before, but that was amazing. Yeah, the outdoor shower was incredible. Yeah. I hope I don't get you in trouble with your neighbors with how loud I was. But, yeah, fucking on your patio furniture was very nice. I loved pushing you down on the patio lounge and putting your huge fucking cock in my mouth and just inching down as feverishly as I could until you were all the way in my mouth, hitting the back of my throat. And I loved that I had to either decide if I wanted air or your cum. And I think it's safe to say I did a good balance. I don't think you complained. At least I didn't hear any words of complaint from you. And then you just completely fell apart down my throat. And I loved how incredible you tasted. And I cleaned up your cock, licking the head all the way down the shaft and looking at you. Eyes as if I were asking, "Is this okay, Daddy? I want to make you so proud." You biting your lip a couple of times and gasping told me that I was doing okay. After I cleaned up your veiny, thick cock, I watched your face as I sat right above it, facing you, slipping you inside me, slower, slower, as I smirked, just taking in all of your facial expressions and how air would leave your lungs, or short bursts of gasps would sound like you were in pain, but the look on your face showed there was no pain happening. I love the way you stretch my cunt out. I can feel your head and every vein in your cock. I don't know if I fit all of you inside me, but I really tried. I really tried. I hope I did good. I started bouncing on top of you right away. You could hear the clap of my skin coming down on yours as I held onto the back of the chair and you had your hands on both sides of my ass. I told you I was going to do all the work for you. I wanted you to just feel good, amazing. I wanted you to feel so good. I wanted it to be good for you. Fuck. And then you told me to stop. You looked me right in the eyes, grabbed me by my chin, and put your thumb in my mouth as I began to suck it, and you told me to turn the fuck around. So I climbed off of you, turned around, and you grabbed both of my hips and slammed me down onto your cock. I think that was probably the first scream your neighbors would have heard. It felt so good, but thank fuck you stretched me out beforehand. God. I told you not to move. I would do everything. I would take really good care of you. I just wanted to feel your cum leak out of me. And then you said, "We'll get the fuck to work then." And I remember smiling and just hovering above you while you laid there. You spanked my ass and I just... I slammed down on your cock, up and down as quick as I could. And the clapping was louder, 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 very loud. And, I could feel you building and tightening and squirming, and I saw your toes start to curl and flare out and curl, and I knew I was close. So I started to buck my hips just a little bit as I was raising up, and then before I came back down, and then I heard you say, "Oh fuck, oh fuck. You're gonna make me come, you fucking bitch. You're gonna make me come into that tight fucking pussy." And I said, "Yeah, daddy. I want you to come all in this pussy. I want you to paint my walls with your cum." And you just let out this loud groan, moan, sigh. Fuck, I don't know what it was. But you fell apart. I love that. I love that I can be vulnerable with you, but so much so that I can literally destroy you. Make you come and fall apart inside me. I'm glad we ended that after you came, because your daughter came outside. It was, I think you pushed me in the pool, which it was, yeah, necessary. Yeah, there was only one towel for one of us, so you grabbed it, and then I looked like I just jumped in the pool. So, I again wanted to thank you for a really fun night. I can still feel your cum running out of me as I've parked in my garage and I'm waiting to go inside. I really don't want to shower just yet because I can smell you all over my skin and taste you on my lips and tongue. I can still feel the sting of when you spanked me and the goosebumps I got when you said I was going to make you come. Next time, I want you to fuck me outside. And I definitely want to raid your face. We'll have to make sure that your ex has the kid that weekend, though. I don't know if I could be thrown into the pool again. Especially when I'm writing someone's face. I get very aggressive when I'm interrupted before I have an orgasm. But I'm sure you or anybody understands that. So yeah. Thank you for the fuck and the good story that I'll remember for a while. I think I'm just gonna go straight to bed. Good night.